Blog Talk Radio.
This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Tuesday, June the 14th. We're very excited about this show today because we're going to be chatting with Catalina Stube, a lady who is the National Director of Hispanic Outreach for Moms for Liberty. And when I got her communication last week, I was excited because I've been wanting to do a show like this. We've done some programs and some podcasts indirectly about this topic, but never have actually spoken to someone like this, one of the moms out there doing all the heavy lifting. So I was very excited, and she's going to be joining us in a minute. I was also very excited because of her title, National Director Hispanic Outreach. So that tells me that there's a lot of Hispanic moms out there who are in this battle as well. And of course, this is a battle for the future of our children, who unfortunately are being taught some things in school that they shouldn't be. So that's our topic today, and I'm really excited about it. So let me say hello to Catalina. Catalina, welcome. It's a great honor to have you.
Hola, Silvio. How are you? Thank you so much for inviting me to your program. I am honored, and I'm so excited.
Well, the honor is mine. The honor is mine because it's always nice to hear of this great program, and I mean this great project that you and so many other mothers in the country are doing. Before we get into the topic, though, tell me a little bit about yourself, and you know, just as much as you want to tell us, you know, it's whatever you want to tell us about yourself. Go ahead and tell us.
Of course. So, listen, Hispanic American parents are becoming more aware of the ideological threats impacting their children through public education. So, recognizing the importance of this constituency, know for its belief in traditional value, Moms for Liberty, a nationwide advocacy group focused on parental rights, just hired me as a national director of Hispanic Outreach. Do you want to know a little about me? It's
yes, I'd love to know. I mean, obviously you were born in Colombia, you told me, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
So when did you come to the United States?
So 13 years ago, I came here legally to this country, and with all my American dreams in my head. Then I realized how many issues education and this country had, because I have four children, and I start seeing more in education, and I want transparency in education for my children. So I make my studies in France, and I'm from Colombia. I am a trilingual mom.
So three languages. Which ones? Which ones? Well, Spanish and English, right? And what else?
And French.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So what city in Colombia are you from? Just curious.
Well, I was born in Neiva. It's a little south of of Bogota. But I was raising in Bogota, mainly in Bogota.
Great. Well, we have many Colombian friends here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's a large community of them, and I'm sure it's the case too in other cities across the country. Colombians are the ones that I've met. Quite a few are generally very well educated, very nice people, and they're contributing a great deal to the United States. So we're always happy to hear about Colombians coming here, Catalina.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm so proud about Colombia, all my origins, and they made me what I am today. What I must love is the values, the conservative values that Latin Americans have. And
we are
passing these traditions to our children, and we must preserve those traditions and values in order to have a better United States.
I agree with you 100%. That's why I'm so happy that we are chatting. Now, this is a little bit off the topic, and I don't know if you're familiar or been following this, but there is a very important presidential election coming up in Colombia next Sunday, right? Are you following that?
A little bit, yes. I am not in the details, but one thing is we don't want communism in our country.
Right,
the
exactly.
The guy on socialism.
Petro, right? Petro is the guy from the left, right?
That's right.
He's the one from the left, and he's the one we're hoping will not win. So we're going to follow that.
Exactly.
We're going to follow those results quite closely on Sunday night. Probably about 9:00 Central Time, the results might be in. Maybe you'll get them sooner than that. But anyway, let's get to the topic. So you come to the United States.
Silvio,
yeah.
When communism wants to get installed in a country, the two main things that we're going to take is the media and education.
Absolutely.
That's why we defend so much education, because we are in an imminent danger in our country that sometimes they disguise in a socialism promise. To our people that they are trying to install communism and socialism in our country, actually.
Yes, I think you're on that particular point. I don't know if I told you that I was born in Cuba. So I know unfortunately, I know that story quite well. And I always
say
that.
You infiltrate media and you infiltrate education. And you're going to take the country.
Absolutely. And the other thing I would add to your analysis is that another thing that they do is they try to destroy the family unit. Because
that's
the family
right.
unit is a threat to the left. So, yes, I am very familiar with, unfortunately, very familiar with what you're saying. Even though I was a kid when I left Cuba, my parents... we left many years ago, but nevertheless, you know, the story is there, and both of my parents have passed away now, but still, they taught us a lot of lessons about communism and the left. But let me begin now. So you come from Colombia, you come here, you have four children. I've always, seen this movement that you're a part of. I always think of Virginia as being the place where it became a national story, in Virginia. So when did you get involved in this? When did you say, I've got to get involved in this project, Catalina?
So my kids are in public education. And as you see, I have four children. So I saw the change that they have in this generation compared to my generation. And I know three young person say, okay, I am very different from my mom, because myself, I say that to my mom. However, between my mom and me, the values are still the same. Family is first, and the sanctity of God and the values are still the same, which is not the case of that generation. Moms for Liberty is a nonprofit organization dedicated to fighting for the survival of America and the American family by unifying, educating, and empowering parents, grandparents, and guardians to defend their parental rights at all levels of government. We stand against gender ideologies, indoctrination, CRT, and we promote teaching the principle of liberty in our homes and our community. We believe that when you educate moms, moms are going to educate the next legislators of this country.
Oh, absolutely. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I know, I don't know what it's like. I think you live in Florida, right? Florida? Is that right?
That's correct.
I'm in Texas. So, but here in Texas, there has been a boom. I mean, just an explosion in homeschooling. And a lot of the homeschooling is a reaction to this stuff going on in public education. And something else, too, that I think could happen from all of this is the idea of school choice. As more and more legislatures begin to really answer the demands from parents to have school choice. But I know that's another topic, but I think that I know that's happening.
No, you are on the topic, actually.
Yeah.
You are exactly on point, because this is a short solution, an immediate solution for your family, but not necessarily works for all the families, especially for the single moms and single parents that work every day to put a roof under their heads. The institution now destroying their own credibility, you know, because we don't believe anymore in the teacher union, in the health system that get together, try to close the schools, to put health mandates over our kids without our permission, without our consent.
Right.
So,
no, and that's a very important point you just made. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's a very important point that I want to underline, if I may, please. The idea that a lot of this is being done without your permission as a parent. And one of the unintended consequences of shutting down schools and having kids at home doing their school on the computer and all of that is that I think a lot of parents had a chance to see for themselves what was being taught to these kids, and especially all the stuff about gender, homosexuality, sexuality. Look, my sons right now, my wife and I, our three sons are grown up. They're, you know, they're no longer like your kids in school. They went through that already. But so, you know, if I had kids of your age, like your kids' age, I probably would be right with you there in these marches, because the one thing that I hate the most is when this is done to kids without the parents' consent. And I never understood why a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old should be hearing anything about sexuality. That to me is a topic that none of them should be listening to. That has nothing to do with being 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. Maybe in high school in a very specific class, maybe. But not when you're that young. And yet in many schools, I mean, we've had that problem here in Texas where, you know, stuff was being done without the consent of the parents. So the parents are furious, and I don't blame the parents for being furious. And we've had a lot of mothers like you running for school board and winning here in Texas, and are going to be part of the school boards in the near future, because they got angry at what was being taught at their kids without their consent. That is what really bothers people like me. And then all the stuff about transgenders and injecting kids with this or this or that. I mean, look, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. So I didn't mean to give a speech, but I just wanted to underline everything you said, Catalina.
That's correct, Silvio. It's outrageous how they are doing and influencing our kids. So it's so sad, because at the point when you confusing a child in that young age from 10 to 15 years old, when they feel so insecure because of their change on their bodies, and then you are putting those ideas, wrong ideas, satanic ideas in their minds, it's not inclusive and diversity. I'm so sorry, but this is confusing and trying to destroy their families. Because
right.
at that point, from when they decide to be against their own body and to simply do not embrace anymore their gender, and the confusion is so strong that they get depressed, and depression leads to suicide. That's why we
right.
have an exploding rate of suicidals at our schools, and it's really concerning, because at our age, imagine when you were in school, how many kids get suicide? I didn't even remember even one
no.
in my time. Probably you heard one in your lifetime. Now it's 5 to 6 a year in
right,
every
right.
single school. This is outrageous. They are confusing so bad our children. And we have to get a strategy, because only complaining about or ignoring the situation is not going to change that, because they are at any time that they are planning for more strategies to destroy our family. So what we have to do is
mm-hmm.
to have strategies to defend our children. One of these strategies is to get aggressive and to
mm-hmm.
actually stop defending this agenda, but instead promoting our God agenda, our family agenda, our values agenda, instead of simply follow them and defending at all times. So that's why it's so important. Every mom in America put the values first, God first, family first in every single home. And second, you have to mobilize popular support. You mean get united, get support organization like mine, and support organization that defend freedom, that support patriotism, that support school choice, and that support other institutions that do not support the left agenda.
Absolutely.
And my third strategy is to decentralizing, means reducing federal and control in favor of local control. What I mean is to give the power to parents. Parents to receive directly the funds to educate their children, because we are paying with our taxpayers the education of each children. But they are spending this money in crazy programs at school, as gender ideologies, as, diversity and inclusion. We don't need that. We need to pay good our teachers. Sometimes they are underpaid. So we need to give more to our teachers and to focus this academics, in pure academics right now.
Right. No, I think you're right. And now let me ask you a question about Hispanic mothers. Is that a big part of this program or a big part of this movement? I remember in Virginia that there were many Hispanic mothers involved. So, I mean, not necessarily how many, but the numbers, but just tell me, like, do you talk to a lot of other ladies like you who are, you know, either their first language is Spanish or their second language is Spanish, who are just as concerned as you are, Catalina?
So actually, Silvia, we are expanding that, and that's why Moms for Liberty understood the importance of Hispanic community. And myself, I'm doing interviews in Spanish, and I'm trying to get in to reach more Hispanic people, because it's very important, because the Hispanic community is very aware of what they are doing with our kids, how they
mm-hmm.
are being manipulated from the last decade. And we don't want to raise communist people. We don't want to raise transgender people. Latinos are very proud when their children achieve big success in academics and they serve for their society in a positive way.
Good. I know. That's exactly how I feel about it. And the, as I say, the good, if there is a good or a silver lining to all of this, is that more and more mothers like you have become involved, have become engaged, and that's a good thing for the future. So if anybody wants to contact your group, okay, they can just Moms for Liberty, right? That's the name of the group, right? Moms for Liberty,
that's a
national organization, right? Moms for Liberty. So they can just go to the computer and go Moms for Liberty, and I guess different chapters will come up, right?
Yes, that's correct. There is many ways that we can stop this critical race theory and radical gender theory that is happening to our kids. And first of all, you have to find out what your school teach to your children. So do a little investigation on the curriculum that it should be available for our public and identify if they are promoting those critical race theory and radical gender theory. Number two, you have to speak to your child's teacher and principal and to see if they violate several statutes, including Title 6 of the Civil Rights and the 14th Amendment, and you will identify and report to our organization, and then you should engage with your school board. So identify local school board meetings to attend through the year. Typically occur monthly during the school year. So also read the minutes, the meeting minutes of this meetings, locate the school district budget documents that they are supporting CRT and gender ideologies. It's so many ways that you actually can become a whistleblower for our organization, because it's the power is in the parents, and if we unify parents to work with our organization, we can get accountable so many people in government that are working against our children. So become a member of our organization, momsforliberty.org. Look it up. Also, you can look it up for our chapter. In every county, which will have a chapter. If your county in Texas, in every single place in this country, if your county doesn't have a chapter, please get with some other friends and create a chapter. A chapter is very important for our organization because it's the way that we can get united. We investigate on the school of our children, on the curriculum, and we report to our organization, and our organization get accountable so many people. So,
I want to thank you so much. Did you want to say something else? Because we're kind of running out of time, but go ahead and finish whatever you were going to say.
We're going to have our national summit in Tampa, July 13. July 13 through 17, we're going to have an amazing lineup of speakers in Tampa. We have Dr. Ben Carson. We have our governor, DeSantis. We have many others. Speakers that we are giving us all the tools to defend our children, legal tools, and how to defend, how to attack, how to improve our education. So go to our website, momsforliberty.org, and right now sign up. I think we still have a few spots registration for our submit. And please get informed. It's very important.
Absolutely. Get informed, get involved, and, you know, you you're not alone anymore. That's an important thing. You have a lot of other people like you, Catalina, and lots of others who are thinking the same way and who are trying to move in the same direction. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today. As I mentioned to you before the show, this podcast, it will be available for distribution. So in about 30 minutes after we finished, the podcast will be available. If you want to put it on your website or if you want to distribute it to your members or your friends, please do so. And I hope that we have an opportunity to chat with you again in the future, because what you're doing is so important. It's extremely important for the future of your children. I have a couple of little grandsons who are 2 years old, so they're not anywhere near school yet, but eventually they will be. So I'm very interested when I hear people like you doing what you're doing. So again, congratulations on your work. Congratulations to you and all the other moms involved. And my best wishes to all of you. And please let me know whenever you want to come back on. We'll be happy to do it.
Oh, Silvio, thank you so much. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak up. And that certainly we will be very soon again in contact.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful convention. And I look forward to chatting with you again, please.
Thank you, Silvio. God bless.
Thank you so much. Catalina Stube, Moms for Liberty. She's the National Director, Hispanic Outreach. A very important job that she has with Moms for Liberty. Very important task that these ladies have. Well, thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.